We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Valentine's is all about capturing the wow factor that hopefully leaves a lasting impression. There's no way to wow like the right way with flowers except for 1-800-Flowers. That's if you ask me anyway. 1-800-Flowers has the best deals on Valentine's essentials. Right now, 18 enchanted roses for $29.99. That's 18 roses, $29.99. Doing the math here, that's a 45% discount. Pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. A radiant mix of red, petal pink, hot pink roses. It's called the Enchanted Bouquet. It's guaranteed to make it, she's gonna, whoa. 1-800-Flowers, they're picked at their peak. They're shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 enchanted roses, $29.99. It's an amazing Valentine's offer, but the thing is, it expires on Friday. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. 18 enchanted roses, $29.99. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/bone. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Order right now.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show, and good morning, studio.
Good morning.
And glad to be here. A lot of people have pointed out the similarity between Lunchbox and Tom Brady over the last couple days.
What similarities?
What similarities do you think? Like, something happened big time.
They're both men.
Okay.
Oh. Correct.
That's correct. Go ahead. What else do Lunchbox and Tom Brady have in common?
Easy.
Eddie, go ahead.
They're white.
They're both white.
Right?
That's
good
correct.
One.
Caucasian.
Not the one I'm looking for, but okay.
Okay,
we're
I know, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
They both have all their hair.
Oh, I know Tom Brady does.
Lunchbox has all his hair.
He's peeling a little bit. It's okay. It's good.
The back. But, sorry, dude.
Just a little bit. It's okay, though. Like, everybody is. Yeah, what else? Eddie.
Does Tom Brady have a beard?
Nah.
No.
Not right now.
No, you've been eliminated.
Okay.
Amy?
Well, they both have hands.
Okay, now we're getting ridiculous.
Well, I mean, what else do they have in common? They both play sports.
They both kiss their dads in the mouth.
Wait.
Oh. Yeah.
Because there's a picture of Tom Brady at maybe in the parade or something, but kissing his dad on the mouth. Mm-hmm. Maybe
I
after
mean,
the game.
If you'd won five Super Bowls, you'd probably mouth kiss your dad too.
No. Probably not.
Really?
No.
Lunchbox still mouth kisses dad. And I'm not saying it's weird or not.
No, it's a little weird.
I think every family has their own traditions.
Right. I'll say it. I think it's a little weird.
A little weird.
I'm not saying that, Lunchbox. I think you
need to like.
Don't let culture define you, dude.
No. Culture is defining you guys. You guys are the ones that are thinking it's weird. You guys are the ones that are making it taboo. People do this.
I don't think it's taboo. taboo.
Go ahead. Just think
it's... Yeah, you're laughing like it's taboo. Mm. Tom Brady did it on the biggest stage in the world. He kissed his dad on the lips. He does it. People do this, and there is nothing wrong with it.
I agree with you.
Absolutely 100% normal. It's just a I love you thing. Like, you love your parents.
And so you kiss your dad straight up lip to lip.
Lip to lip.
There you go.
For how long?
Half a second. It's not like...
But still... I mean, that's a kiss.
That's a long half a second.
I mean, people just don't see it often from son and dad. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. Dude, I think they're being rude to you.
No,
I'm
so now
on your
side. But now that Tom Brady's done it, is there going to be like an influx of this happening now? It's like, oh, Tom Brady does it. Hey, dad, come here.
See, you trying to make it sound
they
so
are. Like, they're trying to make you and your relationship with your dad joke. And
dad, get over here.
I'm with you. I'm just going to we're gonna play a song.
Yeah, just play a song because I'm not going to talk about what Amy's dad used to do.
What?
Stop.
The hand on the seat.
He's going to go to a dark place right now of old school Bobby Bone Show, and we do not need to go there. Hand on the seat.
Remember, he put his hand down, you'd sit on it, he'd tickle your butt.
That wasn't her.
That was
That's
Jill.
Not me.
That was Jill.
That's
that,
not me.
That was the co-host way before.
Yes, that was like 13 years ago.
Yes. How long have you been with the show?
I'm 11 years.
It was like 12 years ago. You're not even thinking of the...
First of all, Dad, I'm so sorry Lunchbox just accused you of that.
No, and secondly, it's nothing to it. It was just, never mind.
But I thought he was going to go to
I'm
another
out.
Bobby Bone.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This one's really cool. After spending years searching for its rightful owner, a UPS store owner has finally succeeded in delivering a lost box to a Georgia man. The package was returned to the store 2 years ago because it couldn't be delivered. Here's what was inside of it because they went and they opened it and they said, okay, we got to find it. It was a military funeral flag that was framed with shell casings, other memorabilia, a funeral registry book, newspaper clippings, even a game of Scrabble. He spent 2 years tracking down the family, finally found the family.
What?
Returned it to the son of the deceased veteran.
That is awesome.
2 years. I think he went to hundreds of houses.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's cool.
That is really cool. I see you, Randy Holst. Man, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in the Northeast. A major winter storm. Boston is expected to see a foot of snow. Thousands of flights have been canceled. So make sure you check your flight status before you go to the airport. In other news, 5 people were injured in a high wire accident at a Florida circus. No injuries were life-threatening, so that is awesome news. And in sports news, Tom Brady's jersey may not have been stolen after all. It could have just been on an 18-wheeler that has all kinds of Patriots gear on it. The truck was never searched when it left Houston. It should be searched today, and we'll find out.
What'd you do yesterday?
I did my sewing. I busted out my sewing skills and hung out with my girlfriends to have like a sew shop. It was so fun.
You did a sewing club?
Well, they have a business where they sew, but I hadn't sewn in 14 years and I missed it. I was like, this is fun. Can I just, it's like their business, but I'm like, can I just come hang out with y'all and sew things?
What'd you sew?
I sewed a liner inside a bag. I'm testing out like for,
wow.
Yeah. I can show it to you.
Lunchbox, what'd you do yesterday?
I had kid power yesterday afternoon. I did some errands. Brandon got some dog food. My dogs, I didn't want them to go hungry. And I got them some treats and some new stuffed animals to rip up.
Do you ever run out of dog food and just give them dog treats?
Yep. All the time. I got those little milk bones.
Yeah.
And they're for large dogs. So if they eat 4 of those in the morning and then 4 at night, that's a meal.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that. Like, I've done that too. I'm going to like run out of food. So I will give them treats or stuff from the refrigerator. And so, but I don't think it's a meal. Like, it doesn't count. Like it'd be like, you know, there's no food around the house, so I'm going to eat 5 different fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, because I don't know the nutritional value in them.
Like, it probably fills up their stomach a bit.
Well, it looks like dog food. I mean, it's the same substance, so I figure it's just dog food made into a bone.
Well, Netflix has announced Orange is the New Black coming back June 9th. The OA is getting a second season. I know Eddie was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, and I convinced my wife to watch a couple more episodes with me.
Where are you?
Episode 4? I mean, there's movement going on now. Now I know why it's called the OA. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, so anyway, spoiler, they announced a second season.
That's okay. Awesome.
But so, you don't know what that means.
So no one dies.
I didn't
Whoa,
say
that. You don't know anything.
Don't know anything about that.
The Bobby Bones
Show.
got your Thursday positivity right now.
Tell me something good.
This is your good news segment. I shall go first. A man who is paralyzed from the waist down uses a robotic skeleton to compete a marathon to raise awareness for technology. Wow. He fell asleep at the wheel back in 2005. It left him paralyzed thanks to some cool technology that he's been like, try it on me, try it on me. I'm the guinea pig.
Yeah.
And he went and he walked the marathon.
Wow.
Which is crazy. So that's big hope for people that also are suffering from paralysis. Yep.
Cool.
Amy.
So Mac is a black lab who's really laid back, never barks, really more than once, the owner says. Well, Mac noticed that the neighbor had fallen over in the backyard suffering from a stroke, and Mac would not stop barking, yelping, basically dog screaming until someone would attend to her. And now she thanks Mac for saving her life. She says the dog was her hero. It was like it was his sixth sense.
Wow. Those animals that can like sniff out.
So crazy.
Like when someone's going to have a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
They say some animals can sniff out cancer too. You ever see those?
Yeah. I mean, and even like if you're for diabetics, if your blood sugar changes, they can sniff it or something.
Sometimes I can't smell when dogs pee on my shirt till I get to work.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can I not smell this earlier? These dogs are amazing.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
88-year-old Frankie was supposed to graduate high school back in 1946, but the summer before her senior year, she got in a car wreck, couldn't go to school, so she never graduated. 71 years later, Frankie's taking that walk across the stage.
Miss Frankie Charlene Lester Sprayberry.
They say patience is a virtue.
You may now move your tassel.
That's awesome. That's good news. See, we try to make you smile, let you know there are good things happening out there.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie's still gambling over there on this computer.
Why are you outing me?
I'm not outing you. I walked by and I said, are you still gambling? You go, yeah, of course I'm still gambling.
Golf tournaments start on Thursday, so I got to get it in real quick.
Wow.
I guess whenever we talk and you have two kids, it's like, oh, my kids, you know, it's really expensive to have kids. And listen, I think everybody should do what they want to do with their own money.
Yeah.
But to hear you complain about the cost of your kids and you're just throwing money at gambling and golf, a little bit it makes me go, maybe it's not as bad as Eddie says it is.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. Like, it's pretty bad with
but
kids.
Why?
Because this is kind of the thing that makes me happy. The one thing I really spend money on, for the most part, don't really do anything, don't really buy myself anything. All my clothes, my wife buys it for me or my mom sends me clothes. That's it.
Do you find it to be wasteful, though? Like, are you making money at all?
I break even.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I pretty much do.
I pretty much. Okay.
Like, maybe I've lost a couple hundred.
Do you see how it starts to fall?
I know.
All I'm saying is, Eddie talks about how, and I believe him, how expensive it is to have kids. Not just one, but two.
Two.
A three-year-old and a nine-year-old.
Yes.
Schools.
And a wife that has a part-time job. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're losing money gambling.
Or winning money gambling.
But you're not.
Sometimes I'm winning.
You're
and those
not.
Are good weeks. That's where I go, boys, get in the car. We're going to a movie.
But how many times do you go, boys?
Get in the car.
No cable today.
Go in the backyard.
A lot. A lot.
Will your wife listen to this?
Probably.
I'm just kidding.
Why? No, tell her whatever. She knows, and she's told me about it.
Do you guys fight about it?
No. She just warns me.
Oh,
that's it.
Warns you what?
Just like, hey, careful with that gambling. And I'm like, okay.
That's a warning?
Yeah.
Man, I need more warnings like that. Man.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So this is pretty cool. If you're going to see Miranda Lambert in concert, heads up, you may want to take some dog food with you because it's part of her Mutt Nation Foundation, a little initiative called Fill the Little Red Wagon campaign. And at all of her tour stops, you can go in, put some dog food in there, and it's going to be donated to local animal shelters. But one lucky fan who donates to the campaign will get a chance to meet Miranda before the show. Woohoo, yeah. Lady Antebellum will reveal some of the nominees for the 52nd ACM Awards on Thursday, February 16th on CBS this morning. So that'll be pretty cool. The ACMs will air live from Vegas on April 2nd on CBS.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Houston, Texas. A woman and her boyfriend were at a taco truck because they wanted something to eat. She ordered a couple tacos and she thought it was cold, so she said, "I need you to warm up the taco," and started yelling at the taco truck guy. Her boyfriend said, "Hey, just calm down, calm down." She goes, "You want me to calm down?" Pulls out a gun, shoots her boyfriend in the shoulder.
Wow. Well, that was kind of plot twist.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay. Except yeah. She didn't calm down.
No, she didn't calm down, and she was arrested.
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Do you pay for the taco? I guess the truck you pay ahead of time, right?
Yeah, you pay ahead of time, and she was just mad it was cold, and her boyfriend wanted her to relax.
Why? And she just had a gun? She was chilling with a gun?
Yeah, shot him in the shoulder.
Doesn't seem like she's all there. Probably didn't have that gun legally, if I'm guessing. If
she
I'm
had
assuming.
Her hormones checked or something.
Yeah, oh boy. All right, there you go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I think I'm falling apart. Between getting motion sick just driving to work, because I get motion sick driving.
I know, that's bizarre.
Anybody else get motion sick, like, regularly, period?
Nope.
No.
I do driving. It's so weird. And so I have to focus on the road when I drive. You should do that
shocking.
Anyway.
Right,
I know.
Right.
But do you ever drive somewhere and then wonder, how did I get here? Because you subconsciously drove the whole time?
Right. You were thinking about too many other things.
Okay, just yeah. making sure I'm not totally. The only one that gets somewhere and goes, I don't remember any of where it just happened. Everybody's cool on that, right?
Yes.
That's not weird.
Yes.
Almost scared to say that out loud. So I get motion sick driving, and then I have the canker sores from like inside of my mouth. You can't see them.
Well, there's one.
No, it's you can't see it. It's medicine. That's what you see.
Oh, okay. That's what I see.
Yeah, because I just cover my mouth that numbs it. And it's not like the cold sore, which is different.
Right.
I mean, I had one of those. I was like 11. Because I think they stay in your body, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a virus, yeah.
Yeah, it's yours forever.
But congratulations to me. I remember as like a young kid getting that, but I have canker sores. And just between getting motion sick and these canker sores, like I'm a gross person.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend's out of town, luckily.
You're not gross.
No,
I didn't
I'm
mean to be like.
I'm disgusting. And I'm telling you, like I like pee myself a little bit sometimes.
When you laugh or what?
No, when I sleep.
What? Huh. Like, wait, what?
I wake up and I'm like, I think like I dribbled a lot. And so my body's breaking down.
Uh-oh. Dang. Well, you can start sleeping with these pads.
Or diapers.
I know.
Or there's like special pads you can just put right under you. That way you don't
I'm not going to put it under me because my dog will eat it. It'll go away. I have to wear a diaper. Like, I'm kidding. I have to wear a diaper.
I mean, this is a...
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing, so I
come to you as
it.
Vulnerable as possible yes. at this moment. I get car sick when I drive. I have canker sores on the inside under, like, on my lips. And when I sleep sometimes, if I drink water at all, I, like, dribble. And it's uncomfortable, and I don't like it, but time marches on, and I'm not a real treat to, you know, having their life.
Oh, man.
My girlfriend deals with all this, and that's why she leaves me a Werther's Original every day, because I'm turning 90.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lunchbox.
I get it on the first two. I relate. Third one, you're on your own. That's your own category.
You just try to... Like I said, I thought I had a bladder infection for a long time. I don't.
No, you had that checked. I was about to say, I wonder if
I'm just
something
getting old.
Going on.
Nah. Eddie, you're old. What's the deal?
Yeah. My deal is just I get up every night to pee.
You don't.
Dribble?
I mean, that's a
yeah,
big deal.
Yeah, I don't have to pee though.
You obviously you just do it in bed.
That's rude.
I'm just
saying. It's just like dribble. It's like never mind.
Starts with a dribble and then.
Oh
then
boy, now everybody's an expert. Dang, I come here and I pour out my heart. Just talk to you guys about medical issues.
We still love you.
No, you don't. Yeah. You're all making diaper jokes now.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
All right, let me give you this.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, 7% of husbands, 6% of wives would not take a bullet for their spouse. Now, I'm just asking you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Because I just think
that really hurt.
It'd be higher than that. Like.
Oh, you mean the wood? Yeah.
It still wouldn't. Like, you're talking about 93% of people would jump in front of a bullet. Now, Amy, I'm asking you. They got you. Mm-hmm. They got your husband. Like, I'm about to shoot you. Do you dive in front of him?
Can I say with all honesty?
With all honesty. Like, I need to know.
Okay. Here's the thing that I feel really bad about because I know my husband would take a bullet for me. I feel like my husband would take a bullet. Like, that's just his... He was born to take bullets for people, maybe. I don't know that I would. I'm so wrong. I'm so scared. He's supposed to take a bullet for me. Like, I don't know that I'm supposed to take a bullet for him, you know? Right?
Huh?
Right? Is it different? I feel like if it was my child, I could do that. But, like, my husband, I feel like he'll survive.
He does have more meat on his bones,
he
too.
He does. Like, he'll figure it out.
He's like Vin Diesel.
He'll figure it out. I don't know. Isn't this wrong?
It's not. I don't think it's wrong. I think people are lying in this study.
Okay.
I think most people just don't want to admit they wouldn't step in front
of
a bullet.
But do you agree with me that you think my husband would take a bullet for me?
I believe he would tell you that, yeah.
I don't think he's told me that. I believe it. I'll ask him, but I believe it. He would take a bullet.
I think he'd go after the gun holder instead of jump in front of the gun.
Yeah.
And probably take it, disable it, turn it back on them, and shove it up there.
The military side of him. He's willing to take
risk
his life for our country. He should be willing to risk his life for me.
You're comparing yourself to our country.
I don't know. Well, in his world.
Let me tell you, I ain't taking a bullet for anybody.
Wait, not even Lindsay?
I got news for you. Oh, if somebody pulls a gun, and let me tell you, I've been in that situation where I've had guns pulled on me,
yeah,
I run.
Me too.
Or I go, take everything! Or if somebody's like, hey, I might have a gun at home, I'm like, here's my wallet, don't go get it! I got nothing.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even acting like I'm a bad boy, because I ain't.
I'm such a wimp.
I think people lied in this study, is my point. Like, you're telling me 93% of women, too, say they would jump in front of their husband and take the bullet.
Right.
I don't think it's happening.
Eddie Lunchbox, do y'all think your wives would take a bullet for you? Y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, probably.
You think your wife would take a bullet for you?
Yeah,
wow.
I do.
Are you just saying that?
She loves me, man.
I mean, don't imply I don't love my husband. Hold on.
She loves you, right?
Absolutely.
Been married 11 years, 2 kids. You got the whole family dynamic.
Yes,
house on the prairie. The Walton.
In the city, but
I'm talking about, it's like, bam, married with children, the whole thing, right? So... would you jump in front of a bullet for her?
Ugh.
Oh! It's tough. He has to think about it.
It's tough. You have to think about that because you don't know what you're going to do in that situation.
But you're thinking she would take a bullet for you, no problem.
Absolutely, and I expect her to.
Wait,
I'm just saying that I would like to think that I would. I don't know what I would do.
Do you think if you asked her, she would go, oh, yeah, for sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, wow.
Yeah, I think she would think that I would. That's pretty cool.
Well, my point is, I think people are not telling the truth in this survey. I'm not jumping in front of any bullet for anybody. If anything, I'm going like a...
Your dog.
No.
What about your dog?
I'm just taking off running zigzags. Like, zigzag.
Bobby Bones.
The story we're talking about, would you take a bullet for somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Husbands and wives. Hey, John in New Orleans.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on,
man? Hey, man. Talk about this story. What do you think?
I agree with Amy on this. I think I would take a bullet for my wife, but I know for a fact my wife would never take a bullet for me.
How do you know for a fact? Like, has this scenario actually presented itself?
I just know my wife. She's very traditional. She believes in traditional roles, and I just know.
Wait, it's tradition to not take a bullet? Like, what traditions are these?
Yeah, it's a given, you know? I just know how she looks at it.
Oh, it's like chivalry.
This is not chivalry.
Like, I'll get the door
like,
for you.
Like, not taking a bullet for someone does not mean you aren't chivalrous. I will open every car door.
Yeah.
I will pay for meals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But you know what? Right now, I ain't taking a bullet for anybody.
Yeah, I think this is a little different.
And I'm chivalrous. Hey, John, I appreciate the call, though.
All right, thank you.
Hey, have a good morning, buddy. Thank you for listening.
All right, thanks, Bobby.
There he is, John. Yeah.
Yeah. Traditional family values. He's take bullets for people.
You know, my wife, she's more of the traditional type, so she'd run from the gun. Me, not so much. Renee in Springfield, Missouri. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for calling the Bobby Bones Show. What's up?
Nothing. I listen to your show. I drive a city bus, and I just crack up when I listen to you on the radio.
Thank you very much.
I love you.
Thank you. What would you like to add here?
Well, I would not take a bullet for my husband. I would cower down behind him and use him as a human shield.
Wow. Yeah. See, I can relate to that, I think.
Man.
I mean, I don't know that I'd use him as a shield, but I'd run.
That term is just funny to me. He's like, I would use him as a human shield. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's very honest. Yeah. It's very honest. Very funny. Yeah. Renee, thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Man, that's funny. Today's National Pizza Day.
What?
Did you, Eddie? Stop!
I love pizza.
Me too. I haven't had a good pizza, like regular pizza, in months.
So is it like an excuse to have pizza?
Not for me. It's not.
Oh.
I'm still.
I hate the national like donut day, and I'm like, I gotta have a donut. It's National Donut Day.
So I found the 5 most expensive pizzas in the world. At number 5, there's a $1,000 slice. It's the Nino pizza. 2 lobster tails and 6 types of caviar on top of it. $1,000.
Ugh.
Number 4, the Pizza Royale, $4,200. It's topped with caviar and soaked in Dom.
Ew.
See, aren't they just doing this to be obnoxious so they can charge more?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this pizza. It's Scottish smoked salmon and lobster marinated in 100-year-old cognac.
Cognac.
You said it right first time.
Whatever. I don't drink. Yeah. I don't know this stuff. Okay, number three, the Miss Verdon. It's topped with white truffles, lobster, caviar, and 24-karat gold flakes. Plus, a personal chef will come and cook it in your kitchen with an orchestra.
Oh,
now we're talking.
Yeah, that's
the kind of stuff that
How
we
much
need.
Is that one?
With the orchestra? $4,250.
I mean, you get the orchestra.
But that's the kind of stuff you need to add to this.
Exactly.
Like, you get a piece of pizza and a private jet to Maui, you know? Right. Not just gold truffles on a piece of pizza. The number two, for $8,000, this pizza comes in the shape of a heart. It's sprinkled with diamonds.
Oh. You Ugh. Edible?
Ouch.
I mean, it may not hurt going in.
Was that the thing? You like eat it and then you get to keep whatever?
A diamond ring also comes with it and a bottle of Dom.
Oh, okay.
It's called Pizza for Lovers, $8,000.
Mm, that's lame.
And then number one pizza. Can I get a drum roll, please, here from the audience? Thank you very much. It's called the Louis XIII. It's topped with three rare types of caviar, seven types of cheese and lobster. It takes 72 hours to make because it's soaked in champagne, brandy, and cognac. The price also includes them flying to your house to make it. It costs $12,000.
And it sounds disgusting.
It sounds disgusting.
So basically, if you want to spend a lot of money on pizza, you need caviar and lobster.
You need to have a weird rich person palate and then to be able to lie and act like it's good even then.
Yeah.
Because this stuff sounds terrible. The only thing that's a bit appealing is, one, the diamonds, because I'd like pick them out. And land to the side. And then two, the orchestra that comes to your house.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's way too much money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like telling people what to do with their money, but if I see...
That's crazy.
This is one of those side person on the Kardashian type things they would buy.
Side person?
Yeah, they have all these people that are like their hangers-oners that try to act rich and do stupid things to get on the show.
Okay.
And so that's what they would buy. One of those.
You've nailed it down to that.
Yes.
Narrowed it down.
Yes.
Let's go.
I want to talk about Jason Derulo for 1 second. You might know him from this song.
I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo.
Or maybe this song.
What did you say?
Pretty good. So all I know is Amy was talking about him arriving at the airport with how many pieces of luggage?
Well, he arrived late-ish, first of all, to the Miami airport for his flight. So he arrived at a time where they wouldn't allow him to check luggage, and he had 19 pieces of luggage.
Oh, wait a minute. Because I fly Southwest all the time, and occasionally I have to hop on an American flight or a Delta. But you know the rules. If you have to check something, it
You've
has got to be in 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
You're right. Supposed to get there an hour before.
Right.
But your bag has got to be in 30 minutes before. And that's just one bag. He's got how many bags?
19.
Oh, what does he have in 19
bags?
I
don't know. He's got an entourage with him as well. But one of the dudes in his group was like, hey, I'll sacrifice. Y'all go take this flight. Go board. I'll stay behind with the 19 pieces of luggage, and I'll get them home on a different flight. So Jason boarded the flight. But while on the tarmac, he learned from his buddy with the 19 pieces of luggage that American Airlines was going to charge him $6,000 for excess baggage.
Well, that makes sense because they probably charge per bag and per weight, right?
Well, so then... Again, on the tarmac, he demanded the plane be turned around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who are you? Like, you're already boarded a plane, you're on the tarmac, and he wants the plane to be turned around, which irritated the pilot, obviously, a little bit. So they indeed returned to the gate. Jason was kicked off the flight. 15 cops greeted him.
Well, almost as many bags. Like, every cop should have had a bag with them. Like, all right, you want to play?
Yeah. So I guess once they realized he was Jason Derulo, he was set free because he really
Jason Derulo's not that famous.
Well, I know, but I mean, technically, he didn't do anything to be arrested.
Yes, he did. You can't cause a disturbance on an airplane. You can't cause such a disturbance they got to go roll back to that little thing that comes out to the side door.
Yeah. I don't know. Jason's not happy, though. He was set free.
Was there some, like, racism stuff?
Yeah, he put on Instagram, American Air, I spent millions on your airline throughout the past 10 years.
He goes, but I've
still experienced racial discrimination today at Miami Airport. Called 15 police officers on me as if I'm a criminal.
Wait, now if it... It was at the airport.
Yeah.
You don't play. I don't care who you are.
Don't play.
Jason Derulo, Jason Sudeikis, Jason Voorhees.
Like, Jason Bourne.
I don't care who you are. You don't play at the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 19 bags is funny.
And that just because they're going to charge you a certain amount, you're like, excuse me, I need you to turn this plane
I've
around.
I've spent million. Great.
Also, Jason Derulo, like, dude, come on. Why are you, like.
They also gave you a service for those millions of dollars that you spent. Like, yeah. They flew you lots of places.
But for his entourage and 19 pieces of luggage, like, yeah. Should he have just, like, chartered a plane or something? He's Jason Derulo. Is he?
That costs a whole lot of money.
I know it does.
Like, wait.
But he's Jason Derulo. I feel like
Jason Derulo is not huge.
He's not.
He's got songs, but you act like.
I thought he was Jason Derulo.
He is. That's exactly who he is. But
is he really not?
I feel yeah, like, he's big, but he's not charter a plane big.
Oh, okay. What you
say? Even like really rich people will say you don't.
I know. I'm not saying you unless just waste
you have
money.
To, unless right. You have to get point A to point B at a specific time.
Gotcha.
To make more money.
Oh.
I don't know, Jason. He's probably just going home after a show. Like, I didn't charter a plane for that. Anyway, 19. The luggage fees on that?
Oh, boy.
$6,000?
Yeah, because they probably some were overweight, too, you got to imagine.
Why? What would you? What,
well,
what's
19, because I'm trying to do the math on 19. It still doesn't equal $6,000 to me. But if it's overweight, maybe.
All right, Amy, coming to you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
The Grammys are this Sunday night, and as you probably know, Maren Morris is nominated. And during a recent interview with GQ magazine, Maren was asked if she was just happy to be going to the Grammys or if she was itching to win. She laughed and said, "I'm not that humble. If you're nominated, you could stop there, but why?" That's her quote. That's the quote. I like her confidence.
Well,
here.
It's not a. It's just that's honest.
Yeah, it's like yeah. Of course you're going to the Grammys. Of course you want to win.
There's a Bobbycast. If you go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast, Maren came over to my house and we did about an hour and a half of just talking about the Grammys and music and her career. She just says what she feels, and I think it's pretty refreshing.
I agree.
And at times you're like, whoa, you wince because you're not used to people just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course, if you're nominated, you want to win. Of course.
But some people are like, you know, I'm just thankful to be nominated.
Okay, and I think a few
people.
But
they could be being honest.
A few people are, but most people, they want to win.
Yeah.
Like, and if they don't win, they're disappointed.
Anybody excited for 50 Shades Darker?
No. Next story.
Well, that's the story. I'm just letting people know that it's coming out tonight at midnight. So
I'll
in case
be there.
You're gonna be lined up at the theaters waiting for it to come out. It only has 14% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
I read that first book, 50 Shades of Grey, because it was such a big thing. And I was like, I had to read it. I couldn't do two. I couldn't even open the second one. One, it made me feel gross. And it just made me feel gross. That mm-hmm. book made me feel disgusting. And I don't care. Like, things like that don't bother me. But I was reading that and I was like, ugh, well, who am I reading this filth?
I think we spun a wheel and it landed on you and you had to read it.
That's what happened.
Yes.
That's right.
It was going to be one of us and it ended up being you.
Not that I was against reading it, but I was reading it going like, this is not good. Like, I feel dirty. There was a shooting over a cold taco.
Oh.
They were at that taco truck right there off the North Freeway. She complained the taco was cold. The worker refused to reheat it. Police say at some point she pulled out a gun and her boyfriend asked her to calm down and he was the one who was shot. Police don't know whether it was an accident or if she meant to shoot him, but he did survive the shooting.
Was this a bonehead?
Yeah,
this was the bonehead today. I didn't realize there was audio.
I didn't. That's why I didn't think it was the same story.
I was like, whoa, this happened twice.
Like, taco shooting's like crazy.
This is crazy.
Yeah, as it was being played, I was like, huh. Yeah, dude, I went and found the news clip.
Oh, well.
Just a little extra effort.
Thanks for going above and beyond for the show. I appreciate that.
It goes a long way. Here's the story. A Florida man stole $7 billion from a large, nationally renowned financial institution, in quotes. And he did it because, according to him, Jesus wanted him to be wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Police arrested John Haskew for setting up this wire transfer that was all fraudulent. And he said, hey, he was self-taught on banking and that Jesus created him and wanted him to have this.
Mm-hmm.
5 years prison. But he's only fined $250,000, which you would think you at least get fined what you stole, right? Not that you're going to get it back, but if you get, if you steal $7 billion, like $250,000, he's probably got that put in a sock drawer somewhere. But
$7
billion. Jesus wanted him to be rich.
I know.
That's all you have to say in order to make the news when you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Jesus don't want
you
to be
rich. I think he probably still. The fact that he was able to pull
Jesus
off.
Got you caught. Jesus wanted.
Yes.
He wanted you in
yeah,
jail.
Yeah, Jesus got you caught. Like you were doing stuff until Jesus came to that list. All right, what do I have to take care of today? Well, let me work. Oh, this dude over here in Florida. Well, mm-hmm. Why don't we go ahead and catch him? Boop.
$7 billion.
Jesus got you caught.
Dang.
All right, let's play a little sober Saturday night. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Never gonna get it. Let's do it. All right, 6 in 10 people say this is the most embarrassing thing that can happen to them with their car. Okay? You're looking at 6 in 10 people, like a majority, say this is the most embarrassing thing that can happen to them with their car. I have to clean my car out. Like, I have clothes in my trunk, like sweatshirts, because I'll finish working out and throw them in the back. And I'm turning in a lunchbox with clothes. Although you do have a lot of garbage in your car, too, to be fair.
Yeah, I have garbage, you know, sporting equipment, trash.
Trash and
recycling.
Garbage.
When you get into your passenger seat, do you have to kick stuff to get in?
Yeah, I just say, just don't break anything.
Normally, when I get in there, if I've ever gotten in the passenger seat, you always have to remove plastic water bottles to the back. Or Gatorade bottles or something that he's
that
waiting to recycle.
You, huh?
Like,
no, that doesn't bother me because I pick them up, you know, and recycle them.
Eventually.
But I mean, in your car driving around with just garbage everywhere, it doesn't bother you.
No, because it's not on my side. It's not affecting me in one bit.
As long as your hole's clean, you're good driving with the
yeah.
All listen, to each their own, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got 6 in 10 people. We do a little segment called Never Gonna Get It. It's a tough question. 6 in 10 people say this is the most embarrassing thing that can happen in their car. Hey, Stephanie in Fayetteville, North Carolina, what do you think here?
I think it's fixing a flat.
Oh, like not being able to?
Yeah.
Yeah, not the right answer. But I think that's pretty embarrassing, I guess.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to tell you now with like millennials and even with just normal folks, you can get on your phone.
True.
And hit an app. And I watched one, I don't even know what the commercial was, last night. Where this couple, they don't even talk to each other. And it's like, the battery was dead. And she's like, mm-mm. And she hits the button, and she calls whatever, and they come, they fix it and charge it.
Yeah.
And then he drives away.
They don't even have to talk.
What was the thing, though, that we, AAA?
AAA, yeah.
Does that still exist?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You would call them and be like, you pop the trunk, you look underneath it, and there'd be a number that you could call.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, I'm broken down the side of the road. And I know how to change a flat, but if I didn't have a spare, you're just out of luck.
Right.
So, but that's not it. Who can change a flat tire? If you had to, straight up with a jack, change a flat tire.
Me.
I can, Eddie can, Lunchbox can. The girls can't.
Nope.
That's a good skill to learn.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Nobody taught me.
We'll teach you.
My stepdad taught me before I went to college because it was like, you can't go and just run wild, not know how to change a flat. And it has helped, not me, but because I've been able to stop on the side of the road and help other people.
That's nice.
But also what I do sometimes, I put the jack in the wrong place and bend their frame. I've done that a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to put it under, and then...
You got to put it in the right spot.
Yeah, and if you don't, it kind of bends, whatever.
Well, that's not good.
So I've been like, ma'am, I got you. And I do it, and I change the flat, because what you do, you have to loosen the lug nuts just a bit, lift it up, then loosen it all the way and take them off, put the new one on, tighten it, lower it down, then tighten it all the way. Correct. Problem is, when you lift it up, it's a lot of pressure. And sometimes you lift it the wrong place.
So if you bend the frame, then what? How do you fix it?
It ruins the car. And then I drive off and I'm like, well.
Good luck.
Oh, no.
Got you on your place. All right. 6 out of 10. Megan in Austin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Really good. Thank you for calling. Now, let's take a shot here. Never going to get it. What do you think?
Not making it to the destination because they went to the bathroom in their pants.
Oh, that's happened to me too.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not it. But that's happened. It was a Sunday and everything was closed.
Yeah.
And I was driving around Austin and I was like, got to get to the bathroom. Pulled into a gas station right in the nick of time. Ran up to the door. Grabbed the door handle. Dun, dun, locked. Oh, no. Got back in the car. Let it roll.
Mm-hmm.
Had to. And I had to drive like 30 minutes. It was a really humbling. Of all the experiences of my life that have been humbling, and let me tell you, I've had a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the most humbling.
Yeah.
Whew. That and... being fined $1 million are right there, pretty close.
Those two things?
Yeah, those are pretty close. Sarah, never going to get it. 6 out of 10 people say that this is the most embarrassing thing that can happen to the car, whatever.
I'm going to say it's the type of music that you listen to, like a guilty pleasure.
Oh, you pull up and you're having a good time and someone looks over and you're listening to, you know, Smash Mouth.
Mm-hmm. That would be embarrassing for you?
For me, no.
Oh, if you were like belting out Celine Dion or something.
No, nothing. I have no shame.
Mm-hmm.
I love all types of music.
Yeah.
No, that is not it. Thank you for the call, though. Never going to get it. 877-77-BOBBY. That's fun. Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
list.
Also on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I posted an Instagram of my girlfriend playing guitar with Brad Paisley. Did you see that?
It was awesome. I got chills watching it. It was so cool.
It was crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss her. never going to get it. Let me read this question exactly as I have to me. 6 out of 10 people say this is the most embarrassing thing to happen to them involving their car. Now, it's tough. That's why I say never going to get it. Now, for the prize. Okay, usually, we don't have prizes. But I have my paperback, which comes out Tuesday of next week. I will sign and send to you. Not the greatest prize, I'll admit. Would you like to have a new car instead?
But a prize nonetheless.
It's a prize. So that's what you're going to win. Or you can win like a shout out or something. You can pick.
What if someone's like, I'll take the shout out?
I get it.
Okay.
If not, you can have it. Because I have paperback books that I was going to take home with me to give to friends, but I'll just give them to listeners and sign them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get a free shout out.
Okay.
If you want to buy it, it's on Amazon. You can pre-order it right now. It only costs $10. I wrote a book called Bare Bones, and it's only $10 right now. So, Amy, never going
to
get it.
Well, this has happened to me, and I know that I was embarrassed, and it's happened more than once, but running out of gas.
Running out of gas. Ooh. Survey says?
Oh, man. Oh,
that's not it. Lunchbox.
This is an easy one because it happens to people all the time. Leaving the gas cap off when you drive away from the gas station.
And then someone's looking at you,
and they're
like, and you're like, what? Why are you?
Good one.
Why are you what? Survey says? No, that's not it.
Damn.
Hey, Tiffany in Lynchburg, Virginia, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm really good. Take a shot at this.
I think it's when you go to lock your car and you accidentally hit the panic button.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And you can't get it to stop? Yeah.
Not it. Thank you very much. Eddie, over to you.
All right, get the bell ready.
Okay.
I have it.
Hold on. Let me check it on light. Okay,
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
When you get stuck in the intersection,
that's
like
bad.
Putting a spotlight on you.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And then you
look
at the people and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Then you don't look at anybody.
And you have to slowly back up.
No, you can't get somebody behind you.
Stuck.
You're stuck. Yeah. No, that's not it. All right, let's do
what?
Sydney in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We're talking about the most embarrassing thing. What do you say?
Forgetting your parking spot.
Forgetting your parking spot.
Oh, yeah, I've lost my car.
Right there.
What?
Yes, it is.
She nailed it. That's such a good one.
I got it.
You got it right. Congrats. The most embarrassing thing that happens is people forget where they park and they have to go ask for help and be like, I parked my car somewhere, but I don't remember where.
Or if you report it stolen,
we've had listeners who've done that too. Okay, so Sydney, we're not the show of the amazing prizes sometimes, but not really right now. You can either have a shout out to any of your friends or a copy of my paperback that comes out Tuesday, Bare Bones.
I've already read your book and I love it and I want a copy of it.
You can do a shout out then anyway too, because if you already have it, I'll give you another one. Go ahead, give a shout out to somebody listening right now.
Me and my husband, Tyler, we love you and we listen to you and talk about you every day after work. So
thank you.
Tyler.
Tyler,
oh,
shout
Tyler.
Out. Okay, Sydney, I'm going to put you on hold and get your info. We'll mail it to you and I'll sign it and write a little note, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know not the greatest, but that's what we have right now. Cool.
You should draw a picture inside.
I will. I'll draw. She's from Fayetteville. I'll draw the state of Arkansas.
Art.
Like my tattoo.
Yeah.
So, and anyway, it's $5 cheaper right now on Amazon if you want to buy it. It comes out Tuesday. You can pre-order it. I was getting a little flack this morning because I'm wearing an AC/DC t-shirt, right? I love AC/DC. Now, when Amy wore a Jefferson Airplane t-shirt, we made fun of her because she didn't know any Jefferson Airplane songs.
Zero. I just thought it was a cool shirt and my husband flies airplanes and I was like, sweet.
Oh, she didn't even know it was a band. So I'm wearing an AC/DC shirt. The Lunchbox is giving me crap because I'm wearing an AC/DC shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a poser.
But I'm not a pop. But I
no, you.
Oh, you
every,
now
Bobby
you're
gonna
say you love
tons.
AC/DC.
My first ever
yeah.
CD was an AC/DC CD.
Yeah,
come
the first
on.
CD.
I believe you.
That I had because I got CDs later on. It was AC/DC. I mean, what do you want? I can play them all.
I don't know what I want.
Radio.
You're gonna act like you know them all, so go ahead and hit it. Here is AC/DC. My favorite. This is my favorite AC/DC song.
Eddie, do you? I'm a legit AC/DC fan.
Yes, you are. I know that.
I know this. Bon Scott, who died, the lead singer.
Oh, yeah. He's rest in peace, Bon.
Brian Johnson, the singer now.
Yep.
Angus, the guitar player. Come on! You know this song?
Yeah.
What is it?
Shook Me All Night Long.
There you go.
What?
See?
Guys, I know my AC/DC. You don't know your AC/DC.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I do love AC/DC. I don't think I'm a poser at all.
I mean, who's on your shirt?
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was a fast damn woman.
Let's
sound.
Sound is out. Oh, and she's shaking all night long.
Oh, no.
And shoot, oh, you shook me, oh.
Okay, let's vote. Am I a poser for AC/DC t-shirt? Everybody that says yes, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay.
Nay. No,
wait, who's on your shirt, though?
He knows that.
You don't even know who that is.
That's Angus, dude.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm positive.
It could be Malcolm.
Okay, now you're looking people up.
Here we
like
go.
He know, does he, what did he Google? He pulled it off Google.
There's nothing
no,
up there.
No, come on.
Who's Malcolm?
Yeah, who's Malcolm?
He's the brother.
That's true.
In the middle.
He's Angus's brother. And Angus can shred a guitar and...
what's this song?
Dirty Deeds.
Wow.
Dirty. Guys, I know my AC/DC.
Dirty.
Interesting. I'm not arguing with you. You were just making fun of me.
You know what I did find out, though?
What's that?
They're not American.
Yeah, they're from?
They were from Australia.
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Yeah.
Your dad's probably a big fan, huh?
Guys.
No, he's like on Wikipedia.
No.
Eddie, am I on Wikipedia?
There is nothing on his computer right now.
I don't know.
Thunderstruck.
No, Back in Black.
Oh, Back in Black.
What?
What's the rule on poser shirts? Like, because sometimes
there is no rule. Lunchbox just likes to make fun of people, and I'm like, dude, I'm a huge AC/DC fan.
How many times have you seen them?
3 times.
Wow.
Like on TV?
No, I've been to 3 AC/DC
shows. Stop.
That's
I went to the Ballbreaker tour when my first one. I've seen them twice since then.
Do you even know the
name
of the tour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Because it says it on his shirt.
No, this is a 1974 shirt.
Jailbreak.
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't even born then.
No.
Yeah, this is something I found at a thrift shop that was really, they made it new again. But then it looks like an old shirt.
It's a good shirt.
Thank you very much. I'm not a poser.
Hey, keep posing,
What
man.
Are you wearing?
UFC.
Okay, come on, poser.
You're
not a UFC.
What do you mean, poser? Remember when I used to train? Come on now.
You bought a DVD and thought you were a fighter.
Yeah, but man, I'm UFC to the bone.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Bigger poser, Lunchbox or me?
Lunchbox.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Just
making sure. I'm done with this conversation. We good?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So here's the thing. If you have never heard this segment, I get it. Sometimes you don't like us. You want to change it because we're annoying. But let me just encourage you to hang out for this segment we're about to do. Because Lunchbox has this talent to talk to people and guess their weight within 5 pounds. Just on the phone. What? Yes, sir.
Just women.
Oh, okay.
I'm just letting you know because if guys are going to call in,
I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah, it's women only.
Okay. 877-77-BOBBY. He won't miss. If he does, well, you get a shout out.
Or I'll give him one of your books.
No.
Dude,
wait,
those are
what?
Like the books. Those are like my books. I'm supposed to.
Well, I understand, but if you're giving away, I can give them away.
That's not how possessions work. All right. Welcome to the circus, everyone. Now, if you are new to the Bobby Bones Show, I would like to introduce you to one of the craziest talents that I've seen, that you will hear. Give it up for our friend Lunchbox, everyone.
Woo!
Now, I will patch him through to someone on the phone, and he will talk to them for 30 seconds. And by the talking, he will be able to, within 5 pounds, to guess their weight. Just like at the circus. This is an amazing thing. Lucy in Auburn. How are you, Lucy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. First of all, have we ever met before?
No.
Okay, we've never met. Just making sure that's there. Lunchbox, you'll have 30 seconds to talk to Lucy and guess her weight. Go ahead.
Lucy, how old are you?
34.
How many kids do you have?
2.
What color are your eyes?
Hazel.
How old are your kids?
9 and 10.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Coffee.
Oh, that's it. I like it.
Oh,
easy.
You're done. That's it. That's only 22 seconds, though.
Hey, we don't need the full 30. I don't want to waste your time at the circus. They don't have time to clown around. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Lucy.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got hazel eyes.
Within 5 pounds, like
and she's got coffee for breakfast.
Yeah.
That means she's chasing kids around and she doesn't eat very much. That's easy. She's 95 pounds.
He says 95
oh my
pounds.
God.
Wait, hold on, wait. Lucy, what do you
weigh?
98. Oh!
One.
Oh! Oh!
Never had anybody in the 90s.
Lucy, thank you. Wow, okay. Let's go to Amber. Amber, where are you from, Amber?
Rogers, Arkansas.
Shout out Northwest Arkansas. Thank you for listening. Yep. I really appreciate that. Going to go over to Lunchbox now. He gets 30 seconds. Don't fall for the, how much do you weigh, okay? I'm just going to, he does that, but just don't fall for that one, okay?
What's her name?
Amber. And okay. She's from Northwest Arkansas. Yep. Go ahead.
Amber, what's your favorite college football team?
Longhorn.
Okay. What's the last concert you went to?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember the last concert I went to.
What's your favorite dessert?
A cheesecake.
How tall are you?
5'9".
How long have you had a gym membership?
All right, time. I'm sorry. Don't answer that question. Don't answer that question. Ooh, lunch hurts. Like that one. That one got him.
Yeah, I needed to know the height, and you know, but that's okay. I got 5'9". I needed to know her gym membership, but...
Within 5 pounds, Lunchbox, can you guess her weight?
Yeah, but 5'9", did you hear her voice a little bit deeper? So she probably weighs 161.
161. Amber, what do you weigh?
165.
Oh! Lunchbox acts like he has a golf club and he hits a drive.
It's a home run.
Oh, okay. Your hands were very low. It looked like a golf club.
No, it was an uppercut.
Okay.
It's like home run derby.
Okay. Woo! Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That was fun.
You want one more? No. Do you want to go out on top or you want one more?
I mean, whatever you want to do, boss man.
We can do one more.
All right. Let's go.
Which line would you like? 1 through 9?
Give me line 333.
All right, line 333 it is. Mary Beth. How are you, Mary Beth?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Lunchbox has not missed yet today. He's going to talk to you for 30 seconds. Don't give away anything too revealing. And begin, Lunchbox.
Mary Beth, how many boxes of Girl Scout cookies have you had this season?
Zero.
What's your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie?
Tagalong.
Okay. How many hours of sleep do you get per night?
About 6 or 7.
Okay, have you read Bare Bones yet?
What?
No, I have not.
Okay. And you are, how many kids
like
did
that,
you say?
Like that matters. Go ahead.
How many
how
kids?
Many what?
How many kids?
I don't have any kids.
Okay. Time. Sorry, I got thrown off by her. You're questioning. Go ahead.
Guys.
You have to get it within 5 pounds, Lunchbox.
The hairiest, scariest guy in show business says she weighs...
That's your new name? The hairiest, scariest guy in show business?
Did you just coin yourself?
Is that you? The hairiest, scariest?
Yeah.
I love it. The hairiest, scariest guy in show business. Dang.
He says, Mary Beth.
Wait, are you talking about yourself, he says?
I say, yeah. Mary Beth with two names, hadn't eaten any Girl Scout cookies, 253.
253. Mary Beth, what do you weigh?
250. What? Oh, it's way too much. It's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hairiest, the scariest guy in show business, Lunchbox! Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Earlier in the show, we were talking about people saying they would jump in front of a bullet to save their husband or wife. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about if we would jump in front of a bullet for our significant others. And Amy said no, she wouldn't. And I said, I'm not jumping in front of a bullet for anybody. At least not at this point in my life. Not in the bullet? Eddie said the same thing.
Yeah, I said I wouldn't really know how I'd react.
Which means no.
Which I'm just not sure.
Lunchbox, would you?
Not a chance.
So we got four no's here, basically. Oh. Right?
She wouldn't do it for me. I wouldn't do it for her.
So my girlfriend is on the road, and she just woke up, and she texts me. And I said, hey, she hasn't replied yet. I said, would you take a bullet for me, like jump in front of a gun and save me, or no? I'm waiting for a text back. Because she'll tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm not jumping in front of a
bullet. Are you seeing bubbles come up or anything?
And it disappears.
She's thinking about it.
And then it bubbles, then it disappears.
Man, I'm super curious to hear what she's going to say.
What? I know what she's going to say, and then I'm going to feel terrible about myself.
She's going to say yes.
She's going to say, I've done it before, I just didn't tell you.
Well, you were sleeping.
Yeah.
She's going to say, like, go look at the video. Man,
you're making me want to text my husband.
He would.
What if he says, actually?
No, he would. Lunchbox, I have a lot of people that want you to guess their weight, like Grace in North Carolina. Hi, Grace.
Hey.
We just finished this segment where Lunchbox guesses people's weights. I know that's why you called in.
Yeah, and I figured, I was like, well, I might as well listen and hold on until I get to preschool. So.
What?
Okay, well, Grace, I mean, I'm glad you called in. It's a beautiful name, but I'm sorry. I'm tired. I kind of am done for the day. I appreciate your effort, but maybe next time.
You don't even want to do one. Come one more time.
One more time. One more time. One more time.
Come on, Lunchbox. Come on, Lunchbox.
All right, Grace.
Hey! Grace, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay, here we go. Lunchbox, you're up. All right. Yeah.
Grace, how many kids in your preschool class?
Oh, no, I'm taking my kids to preschool.
How many kids do you have?
Two years old and 3 years old.
What do you do for a living?
I am a full-time student for my master's.
How often do you shave your legs?
Every day.
Oh, okay, so you like to take care of your legs, got two kids, you're in school.
Time. Lunchbox, last one, I know you're kind of out of the zone here.
Man, I had to get right back in it when Grace calls in with the beautiful name,
within
two kids.
Within 5 pounds, Lunchbox, within 5 pounds, that hair is the scariest man in the show business.
I'm going to say 206.
206. Grace, how much do you weigh?
You did it, 205.
Yeah!
All I do is
came back in his own.
No more. That's it.
No more?
No more.
All right, Grace, thank you for the call. Woo! Hope you have a safe trip to school. Thank you, Grace. Okay, she hung up. I did get a reply. Ha ha, of course I would. Did you talk about this earlier? Dang. She must be hearing something now as it's going. She must be hearing me say, like, 3 minutes ago on iHeartRadio that I wouldn't take a bullet for anybody after she already responded.
Oh, Eddie, no.
My wife just texted me.
Yeah.
Sad face.
Oh, no!
Yeah. And I said, well, would you take a bullet for me or the kids if we were all together?
Oh, don't do the kids.
And then she said, the kids, sad face.
No!
Yes, of course, the kids.
Yeah, she's getting it on delay. She's like, dang, nobody in your room would take one?
That's terrible.
It's not. It's honest. That's all. We're here for the truth. It's not always pleasant gumdrops.
Bones.
I love my Sleep Number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 a.m, so I may have different uses for my bed than you do. But it's time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, if I say the Julian Edelman catch, as a non-sports fan, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. You're talking about the one at the Super Bowl where it was so crazy. He, like, caught it as fast as a bird flaps its wings.
I like that.
And
it, like,
also,
bounced up and they couldn't tell if he caught it or not. It was what in that? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And it was really cool too because they had him mic'd up. Did you know that?
That's what I'm getting.
Really?
Yeah, I have the clip.
Yeah, they did. And he's like, I caught it. I caught it.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Stands in, throws down the middle for Edelman. Ball's tipped. And Julian diving for it.
I caught it. I caught it. I caught it.
Edelman has it. Did he make the catch?
He's got
it. He did.
You got to be kidding me.
At the 40.
Boy, hard to tell.
I caught it. Crazy, I swear to... No way, look at that. Watch.
They're watching the jumbo. Isn't that cool?
The
he was
no
mic'd
way
for that, like the biggest catch, yeah.
And the other guy in the clip you hear go, no way, that's the defender. Uh-huh. Like, that's so cool.
Because they're standing beside
that's
each other.
So yes. Awesome.
I remember that. And that was the big play that kind of catapulted that drive in the Super Bowl. And apparently Tom Brady's jersey's packed an 18-wheeler somewhere. We're going to find out today. They could have just thrown it in the back of an equipment truck.
Yep.
On this day in 1975, Willie Nelson recorded, man, just one of the greatest songs of all time.
In twilight glow, I see
blue eyes crying in the rain, man.
blue eyes cry in rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again.
So good. I love when our listeners will message me like, hey, what was that new song you played? It was called Getting Over You by Jackie Lee.
Dragon over you.
Man, that's a good one. I got to give a gold star right now, if you don't mind.
All right.
Okay.
I was pulling out. By the way, work's going to get somebody killed. Our job.
Oh, yes.
They're doing road construction, and there are two lanes. And one of the lanes is completely blocked off. And so everybody's flying down one lane in front of work, except there are cars parked all on, and you can't see.
Can't see a thing.
So you're just driving out there blind.
And you're like, excuse me.
So somebody's going to get hit hard. And it was almost me yesterday. As I award this gold star, I pull out, and you just have to go for it. You can inch, but once you get to that point, you have to commit. Yep. So I inch, I saw nothing, and I committed. And I look up, and I see this guy in a van, and it's go time. It's crash derby time, right? And I'm like, oh! And he slams on his brakes. He goes, boo! And he looks at me and he goes, ooh, and he points at the car. He knew it. He got it. He was like, ooh, sorry we had to go through this.
Yeah.
Like, he saved. Had he not been paying attention, I don't know. I'd been hurt. Car had been done. Like, our work has set up bad. Mm-hmm. They should not allow cars to park.
They need
to
put cones up.
It's awful. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody's going to really get hurt badly here. So, shooting star to that driver, whomever.
Shooting star.
Mystery driver, whatever.
Gold star.
Whatever. You saved my life.
Yeah.
I give a gold star to him. A listener also put on Instagram yesterday, he's at works at the school, and the kids are not given gold stars because of the show.
Oh, really?
Like, if someone does something really good they know about, they go up and they get a gold star and they pin it and they write what they did.
Oh, that's awesome.
We just started handing out gold stars to people that were doing awesome things, like in our lives, and listeners were doing it.
Your gold star makes me think of one similar.
Go ahead.
I'll piggyback off of yours. Pulling out, same situation as you.
You mean almost dying because work has put us in an unsafe environment?
Yeah, but I have a gold star to hand out to one of the construction workers.
Oh, he did the thing?
He saw me just sitting there desperately trying to turn right, and I couldn't because I was too scared. And he went out, stopped traffic
That's
for
awesome.
Me, and let me go.
Gold star.
Gold star. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll give a gold star.
Whoa, okay.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
And this may come as a surprise. I'm going to give a gold star to my wife.
Whoa!
Yeah, because she cooked dinner the other night, and it was delicious. And I came home from work yesterday, and before she went to work, she cleaned the dishes that she dirtied cooking dinner the night before. That is a gold star. Like, wow.
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 You know what?
I'll give a gold star.
Oh, whoa.
Can I have one?
Okay, go ahead.
I want to give a gold star to my post lady, my mail lady.
Yeah.
It was drizzling yesterday, and she had a package, and instead of leaving it by the mailbox like she usually does, she walked it up to my door, knocked on it, and then made sure I didn't want to get your package wet, so here you go.
Oh,
she didn't have to
nice.
Do that.
Did not have to do that. Gold star.
Gold star.
Wow. Okay. I'm inspecting all of that.
Feeling good
like
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and I want to give another gold star to Lunchbox.
Yeah. What'd I do?
What? Because he threw his arms open like I was about to say him, like he wanted
all
it.
All right.
So there you go, everybody. All right. Congratulations.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show. Yeah.
Looked like you wanted a gold star, so I was going to
thank you.
We were giving away gold stars a minute ago, and Lunchbox decided to give a gold star to his wife because she cooked and she cleaned, which you felt was very important.
Yes, I felt like it was crazy that she woke up the next morning and cleaned before she went to work.
Diane, would you like to say something to Lunchbox?
I would. You know, it's customary. Well, it'd be really, really nice in a relationship that if the lady cooks, the gentleman cleans up.
Your thoughts, Lunchbox?
Well, that's why I gave her a gold star, because she went above and beyond. That's the whole point.
And you waited until the next day. You clean up that night. Why would you wait until your dishes get smelly overnight?
Because I like to go to bed, and I watch TV, and I don't have time to do it that night. We eat dinner at like 8 o'clock, we watch some TV, and then we head up to the room.
Oh, because those commercials take so long, you couldn't get the dishes done?
Who watches commercials? Come on. It's called Fast Forward.
Come on.
It takes 10 minutes to clean up, and that would have meant the world to her if she woke up the next day and there were clean dishes and she didn't have to look at them.
Yep.
I agree, and that's why I was a little hesitant on gold starring you, but it was your time to shine, so I go.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called, Diane. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
You want to know who doesn't get a gold star? Diane.
Yes, she does. Diane, you get a gold star. We love it when you call and give us your opinions. By the way, can I bring up your romantic idea or no? Or do you want to keep on the down low?
No, it's cool. She's not going to hear this.
Okay. So, okay. Lunchbox has a romantic Valentine's idea. And if it's going to ruin it, I don't want to
share. No, it's not going to ruin it.
I would like you guys' opinions after he says this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the hairiest and the scariest man in show business, Lunchbox. Go ahead. Take it away, buddy.
Valentine's Day next week. Everybody says you got to get your girl something. So, I got a wife. And so, I have decided I'm going to name a star after her because, A, it's something she can always see, and she can take it everywhere she goes. Woo!
She can take it with
her. Yeah, no matter where she goes.
Now, where does everybody's mind go? Go ahead.
It goes to, listeners did that for us.
Yesterday.
Yeah, they did that.
It's sweet, though.
A listener bought us a star and named it after all of our first letters. It's called Bamila Edna. Whatever. They took... And that was the idea.
That's where I got the idea.
Yeah, we figured that out.
No crap.
The listener did that. So I was like, I should do that.
Okay, Eddie.
Yeah, I just have a question. Like, are you going to buy the star officially? Or is there going to be a certificate? Or are you just going to say, one right there is yours?
No, you can buy one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to buy one.
Yeah, I don't know how much they are, though.
Is it sweet if they like doing it because they heard it on the show to me?
But she doesn't really need to know that.
But she will.
Oh, gosh, she does listen.
But somehow he's confident she's not going to hear this segment.
No idea. I don't ask questions anymore.
I know.
Amy, your thoughts?
I think he's now contemplating how much a star costs.
How much it costs?
Name a visible star, $39.90.
That's boom. It?
Great.
Do some of them have multiple names, or are we just unlimited stars?
Well, yeah, there's a more, that's a standard. You can get a constellation for $59.90 and a binary star for $99.90.
What's a binary star?
The Big Dipper?
What a rip-off.
Name two stars orbiting each other. That's a binary star.
This is someone that just puts a side up.
Like, totally.
Everybody's got their own.
Lunchbox, you need to do the two stars orbiting each other because it's like you and her.
I like to sell some oxygen.
Yeah, me too.
How about in Vatican City? Who would like to buy some oxygen in Vatican City? It's over where the Pope lives. I got it. How much you want? $50. You want a Pete? You want a square?
Yeah, I'll take some.
All right.
We can do that?
Lunch, anything you do is going to be great.
No, that's thoughtful. Go
unexpected
for
from to her.
Okay.
Are you second guessing it now?
Yeah, you guys don't sound like it's
we
very
should
good.
Get her a planet.
The listener did that for us yesterday. Like, my only thing would be like she heard someone else do it and you just took their idea.
Well, no matter what you do, someone else in this world has done it before.
Yeah, but not the day before on the same exact radio show named after you.
Oh.
But I mean, I just love that you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just got my mind going. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good idea because then wherever she is.
Going, you stole the idea.
Well, yeah.
What happened with the cookies yesterday? Because I didn't steal cookies. I don't eat cookies. I love cookies, but I'm out of it. Like, I'm not eating sweets, but we have a client, and I love these Tates, these cookies, and they sent them up here, right?
Right.
And I haven't been able to, I didn't steal anything, because at the time, I'm not eating cookies.
Well, I know you're not eating cookies, but Tate's Bake Shop sent us this basket to give away for, a Never Gonna Get It winner.
Okay.
And it was even wrapped in plastic. Someone tore it open and took cookies out, and now I can't give it away.
Who do you think did it?
If it was someone on the show, I think it would be Lunchbox.
Okay.
Because I think he's the only person who would eat cookies right now.
Right now, I'm not eating sugar. Eddie's not eating anything.
Maybe Ray.
We're watching Eddie just shrivel away.
It's terrible.
Amy only eats broccoli, so...
I eat cookies that I make.
Yeah, broccoli cookies. I mean, Lunchbox, that kind of just falls on you if someone from the show stole it.
Right. And I would just, I'm in this situation, I feel like Morgan owes me an apology for the cookie situation.
What?
Because I was in the glass room yesterday morning before the show, and Matt Overton was sitting in there, and there was a basket of cookies sitting there, and I was like,
oh, I think we have our culprit.
And I said,
oh, no.
And I said, oh, Morgan, or I said, oh, Matt, look, we bought you some cookies to welcome you to the show. And they were already open. Like, it was already open, and Morgan goes, Lunch, why did you open those? Those are not for you, and they're for a listener to be a giveaway. You're not supposed to open those. Not, hey, did you open those? She just accused me right out in front of everybody, and I was like, I didn't do it.
In front of everybody? Then, like, how many everybody's?
Well, there was five. There was Ray, Mike, Matt, her, and myself. But she didn't accuse anybody else. And then the next line out of her mouth was, if Eddie did it, I'm going to kill him.
Wow.
But that's what I'm
saying. She's ready to take everybody down. Don't steal the cookies. Okay. Guys, if you stole the cookies, you can come forward. You will not get in trouble. I want to know who stole the cookies. Again, you will not get in trouble. This is the one time. This is a learning lesson. If you stole the cookies, say I, and there will be no repercussions. Because if I have to go to the security tape to find who stole the cookies, somebody will get in trouble. Okay, ready? I'm going to be quiet. On the count of three, if you stole the cookies, say I. Nobody's going to get it.
You didn't count to three.
One, two, three.
Interesting.
Nobody saw.
Wow.
Morgan, did Matt Overton steal the cookies?
I'm telling you, it was just open. It was open. So
thieves.
I'll take an apology.
I'm not apologizing. You're standing right beside them and you offered cookies. So that's
That's true.
Did you accuse Matt of stealing them?
If you were standing beside an open box of cookies and you're also offering cookies to someone, I'd be like, Morgan, why'd you eat the cookies? Okay, I'm done. Somebody's getting in trouble for this. We can't be stealing prizes.
Right.
Ray, who did it?
I don't know.
I mean, we won't blame anybody. The cookies are good.
Yeah, we will. Now it's over. I've counted three.
It's over now.
So now you'll be
I've
prosecuted?
Said three. You are going down for the cookie. It's cookie gate.
Okay, cookie gate. Is there like a company-wide email that's going to go out about this?
Ray, will you send one out?
I already sent one out today.
About cookies?
No. Did you see Ray's email?
Why are you sending out company-wide emails?
Can I read you the email Ray sent out?
Oh, my goodness. Ray's our audio producer, and Ray has he sends out these company-wide emails. And then it's like, dearest workers, it's come to mind. And it's the weirdest Shakespearean Dr. Seuss email. What did he write?
Yeah, he's titled it Free French Vanilla Creamer Smiley Face.
Happy, he put a smiley face in the title?
And then it goes out to the entire building.
Go ahead.
Happy early Valentine's Day, y'all. Ray and Bay bought the entire office a jumbo French vanilla creamer. Should last us the rest of 2017. Hope you guys enjoy. It's in the downstairs fridge. Loves, Ray and Bay.
Why do you put your girlfriend? She doesn't work here.
She wanted. She said, hey, take it to work. They love stuff
they
like
do
this.
That. Ray and Bay do that a lot, though. He sent out an email not too long ago. He's like, Ray and Bay left a nice little pie in the downstairs kitchen if anybody wants to
Ray.
Eat it.
She knows we have a big workplace.
Okay, I don't care about that. Send out another one. Ask who sold the cookies.
Oh.
I got to know who sold the cookies.
Did you see Ray's face when you talked to him about sending out a cookie email? He goes, I already sent one out today. It's like there's a cap on how many emails you can send.
You met your quota. Yes. He tries to push it and won't let him. Sorry. You're over your storage. I need you to send one more out.
Okay.
And do it in your little way that everybody thinks is funny.
Okay.
And be like, somebody stole the cookies. No one's in trouble. We need to know who it is. And say it's for, what do you call it when you have to count the stuff?
Inventory.
Inventory. Yeah. We're doing cookie inventory.
And there's a cookie monster. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, make the subject like looking for cookie monster. So they all click into it and then get kind of mad. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, don't steal. Don't take. We've had this issue before where you guys just take stuff home. Don't take anything home.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We didn't do it.
Okay, somebody did.
It wasn't me.
Let me give a shout out, by the way. And not only a shout out, but I'm going to give a gold star, if you don't mind. To our listeners, because I was talking about my dog. And my dog has some crazy traumatic stuff when he goes to the groomer. Groomer did a great job. My dog's 13 now. Like, he didn't have time for that. Freaks him out. He was ill. And so someone's like, hey, it costs a little bit more, but they do mobile grooming where they send someone to your house and the dog doesn't have to go stay in a store for 6 hours.
Oh.
So, I had no idea. Anybody know about this?
No.
I've heard of it.
So, now I'm just going to, it's going to be a while, but you can hire someone to come to your house.
Wow.
For you, that'd be good because you have an elderly dog, too.
Yeah, no, I'm all about mobile things.
Everything,
mobile spray tan.
Yeah, so shout out to the listeners who recommended that. Like, I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Okay, one other thing. Who stole the cookies?
For real.
I'll count to nine, okay? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Anybody? Because you're still getting in trouble because I already counted to three. I just wanted to see.
I kind of feel like Matt Overton is taking the blame. He's not even here.
I know. That's why.
I kind of feel like he needs to defend himself.
Matt Overton's an NFL player who is answering phones for us yesterday and is going to work with the show a couple days a week.
Maybe.
And
unless he's a cookie thief.
And ate all the cookies.
And if he did and he's not confessing, that's not fair because he's really not here for the countdown.
But what if... Oh, true.
And y'all, it is off season, so he's probably indulging
but
a little
what
bit.
But what if right. someone like... Yeah. Did you ask Pitts? Because what if Pitts was like, hey, brother, you want a cookie?
That.
Right. Yeah.
No, but if he was like just offering cookies.
Oh, handing them out.
Hey, brother, you want a cookie here? Hey,
brother.
We get cookies.
They're good cookies.
All right.
Wow.
What?
Cookie gate.
Oh, I'm ticked. You can't take stuff. We already had this talk.
Can I give another gold star?
I
finally heard back from my husband on whether or not he'd take a bullet for me.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Absolutely, no question. Yeah! I'm married up.
Listen.
Because I don't think I would take a bullet for him. But gold star, honey.
Gold star.
Yes.
And I said I would not take a bullet for my girlfriend, and she promptly responded, well, I would take one for you.
Give her a gold star.
We are terrible people. Yes.
Right.
I posted on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, I posted a video of my girlfriend. She's opening for Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing guitar together on stage, and I posted it. And it wasn't like how awesome she is. It was like, Bobby, you're such an idiot. You can't even say you miss her.
Uh-huh.
And so on Snapchat last night, I said I missed her.
I saw that. What was that about?
Just felt like putting
now
it
you're
there.
Just casually missing her all the time?
I mean.
You're rolling off the tongue, miss. The other day, you couldn't even get it out of your mouth, and now you're like, miss. That's me. Miss is my middle name. Bobby Miss Bones.
Oh, boy. She's gone rogue, guys. Amy's in Tyrone Comedy Act. She's gone rogue. All right, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see it.
I just don't know what to believe anymore, because you were trying to be honest, and now you miss her. And
No. I don't miss her. But
okay.
Not yet. I need a longer time away to miss.
Okay.
I'm just saying Instagram everybody was just bashing me instead of watching how awesome it was, and she was.
The video is awesome.
I enjoy
so
spending
cool.
time with her. And when she's gone, I'd be like, it'd be more fun if we're together. But if we're not apart for a long time, I'm not like, I miss you. I'm just not, one day I will.
Okay.
I did say I miss my dog, and she said, so we have to be together 13 years for you to miss me because my dog's 13 years old. I said, no, I started missing my dog at like 5.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Just got it like
way better.
Four and a half more years.
There we
so.
Go. Our station PD just laying the smackdown on trolls on Twitter. By the way, our station PD's name is Gator Harrison. I mean, as good a dude as you'll find, period.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as country of a dude, too, as you'll find. And Gator runs the radio station. And the radio station is killing it right now. Like, thanks to you, they're listening. Gator, it ain't us. We're doing the same stupid crap we always done. So the station's doing like wonderful.
Somehow he's polishing us.
Somehow he's polishing the turd, right?
Right.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for it because the ratings are fantastic. So someone sends Gator, the nicest man ever, country radio should be playing true country songs. And Gator replies back, okay, tell that to John Party, Luke Combs, William Michael Morgan, Chris Stapleton, Chris Young, and just like.
Starts listing all the awesome country artists.
I'm going to tell you, when people go, that ain't real country, I just want to go, you ain't real smart.
Oh.
Dang.
Because you just look, and we talk to people that have been around for 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, and they all say the same thing. They were told they weren't country. Garth Brooks told us when he came to town, people were like, that's not country. And then we played like Sam Hunt's new song, which is the jam, by the way. Body Like a Back Road, like, that's a jam.
Body like a back road.
Everybody's like, no, that song, just hate her. It's not everybody, it's a vocal minority. No, that song, no. Go look at the number one most bought song right now on the country chart.
So good.
You know what the number one song is?
Is it that one?
It's that one. Yeah, I'm not saying just go look and tell me. Like, it's
I was
that
like, I really
one.
Don't want to look it up. Just tell me.
What separates country music is the lyric. There's always going to be different sonic things inside of the music that change. There always has been.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps country music better than everything else is the lyric. And, okay. Gator is smacking trolls down on Twitter. Love it. Nicest guy in the world having to go after trolls. By the way, cookie gate is in effect. I've sent a note to see the security footage of who stole the cookies from the cookie basket.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar? Cindy stole the cookies from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Not me. Then who? Linda stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
We're looking for all these people, by the way.
Yes, you. Not me. Then who? Sally stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
Who, me? Yes, you, not me, then who?
Eddie, I don't know how you do it, dude.
Dude, I can't stand this music. Like, it gives me a headache just listening to that.
Because?
Because it's all the same. I can't stand kids' music.
But you have two kids.
And we have a kids' CD.
What about Raging Kids?
No, to be fair, we made ours to not sound like a kid's record.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Opposite of this.
We made motivational music, that positive music, and that didn't sound like kids' music.
That parents could tolerate.
Yes.
Yes. Like, When I Grow Up actually sounds kind of like a rock song. Do I even have that? Is it in our system?
Like, what kind of rock?
What do you mean? Like, good rock?
Like rock and roll. Yeah. No, but it's like, come on.
Rock and roll!
It's like, this is Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, When I Grow Up.
When I grow up, I wanna be an astronaut. Take a walk on the moon with my pet robot. Take a rocket ship and just fly away. When I grow up, I wanna be a fire.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
That's why I'm not having kids.
Well, you don't have to play that for your kids.
Yes, I do.
I don't either.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
Cindy stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
Now, why did it? Why are you blaming me, you stupid? No. It turns to... No.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Okay, so yesterday, Eddie records Lunchbox, and Lunchbox has no idea, right?
What
are you talking about?
So here's the deal.
This seems creepy.
I saw something. I know, and I felt creepy doing it.
And I actually saw the video, and it looks kind of weird.
It definitely is weird, but I felt like this needed to be seen, and you all wouldn't believe me if I didn't record it.
Go ahead.
Lunchbox was leaving work in the back alley, and he stops his car in the middle of the alley and starts picking up trash.
No, I believe it.
Okay,
you don't need video proof.
Why are you laughing, dude? Why are you laughing?
What a jerk, dude.
Not just any trash. He's picking up aluminum cans.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he doesn't have a bag with him, so he's picking them up one at a time and throwing them in the trunk of his car. Like, I guess he's going to recycle these or something.
That's what he always says. I don't know that he does. I think he hoards.
Man, yes, I pull out of the garage and it's like someone had dumped their whole vehicle of aluminum cans out. Whoever drinks LaCroix.
Oh.
Whatever. There's like 20 LaCroix cans. LaCroix.
It doesn't matter.
Cans laying in the alley. I'm like, did you just open your door and kick them all out? I mean, what is the problem here, people? So I pulled over and picked them all up.
Eddie's filmed it. We can put it up on our Facebook.
Listen, I was laughing like during it. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, what's he doing?
It's not just an alley. It's kind of a road.
It is.
Like, there are cars that are coming through.
Driving around his parked car while he's picking up cans. And I felt in the middle of it, I was like, you know what? This isn't funny. It's actually Lunchbox being nice. Like, this is really cool. Like, he's saving the earth one can at a time. I felt like I needed a document.
That's funny.
Then why did you film it and send it to me if you feel good about it?
No, he said he wanted to document it.
I wanted to document it. I didn't feel good. It felt creepy shooting it.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, I'm like, I feel like the world needs to see this.
I feel violated.
You were in a public place, to be fair.
That's true.
He did nothing illegal.
Yeah. You've filmed people when they haven't wanted you to film them.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Wait, which one of you?
What?
Lunchbox has.
Oh, okay. Check his Snapchat. Yeah. All the time.
You dirty Snapchat people?
I don't dirty Snapchat everybody.
No.
You don't expect it.
No, I mean, just film me. Like,
not
remember,
dirty.
Like, Misha Barton or whatever that one time.
Oh, no, Misha Barton wanted to beat him up.
Yeah, because Lunchbox was filming her and she didn't want to be filmed.
But it was in a public place. You were at a festival.
I wasn't being creepy then. I walked right up to her and put the camera in her face.
And he was like, hey, Misha Barton. And she was like, beep, 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 beep. I'll beat the beep out of you. And he was like, don't touch me. Get your hands off. I remember he came in with this video. Man, he was pumped
was
up about
so
it. He was
crazy.
Like, boys, I just had to regulate on Misha Barton and her bodyguards. And we're like, yeah? He's like, they got up in my face. And I was like, get off me. And so he played the tape back. And
she's from the OC, by the way, if anybody's
not
familiar.
Nothing. I mean,
that
as
show
far
was
as, like,
big. On
So he brings it in, and this guy starts to grab him, and he starts going, ow, ow, let me go, get your hands off of me. And he started to get embarrassed as it started to play. I guess in your mind it happened differently.
At one point, they knocked one of my cameras out of my hand, and I said, I'll call the police. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I was tough.
You were tough. A man proposed to his girlfriend in a Super Bowl commercial. Did you guys see this?
Huh?
No. They're watching the game because you have a few local spots that you sell. If you remember watching, like, there were some local commercials.
Yeah, I guess I did.
He bought one of the local ones, and then in it, he proposed to her.
Isn't that millions of dollars?
No, not locally. It's not.
Oh.
It's a lot of money. It's thousands of dollars.
Wow, that's pretty cool, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
During the Super Bowl on TV, do you like the super public thing?
But see, the thing is, it is really super public, but when you're watching it, I don't know where they were watching it, but it could just be you and her.
In a house, it wasn't. There were a lot of people around.
Ew. I don't know. I kind of like it. And I don't even like the Super Bowl. Actually, this just made me really like the Super Bowl. Like, if I was at a Super Bowl party and that went down, I'd be like, that's cool. That's awesome. I don't know.
I think it would be cool if there was something about a team that meant something to the couple.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they met at a Super Bowl party before.
Oh, okay. So it has to be a tie-in.
This is just my opinion.
Okay. Or they love Super Bowl snacks.
What?
I don't know.
Any of that. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty thoughtful, I guess, if he could afford it. Now, if he went into debt for that, I'm be irritated.
What about the guy who had to have his girlfriend fall in love with him again?
Oh, yeah, because she lost her memory.
And so he had to make her fall for him twice. She had a seizure.
Epileptic, yeah.
She had no idea her family and friends were, or her boyfriend. And so slowly he had to, like, get her back. And so he did.
It's like a movie.
It is a movie.
Would your person fall for you again right now? Like, I don't think my girlfriend would.
Yeah.
And no one wish, you think your husband would fall for you again right, with everything right now in your life?
Yeah, probably more so.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
You become more amazing?
Just kidding. I don't know.
Why?
And he was like, I just got better.
I do think my husband and I are better versions of ourselves than we were way back then. So maybe, yeah. Now you're having me second
that's
guessing
a tough
myself.
Question.
Could you get your wife to fall back for you again right now?
I could probably get her to like me again.
Yeah, I think so.
You'd have to resort back to the tactics, like the music and stuff that you did.
Yeah, because she was really hard to get when we were young. So I would just imagine her.
How
to
old
be.
When you met?
We met when we were 19.
Oh,
19.
Yeah,
that's a different. That's a different me. I see what you're saying, Amy.
But you're
better, right? Do you feel like you're a better person than you were when you were 19?
I felt like I had more guts then. I'd be a little more like scared to go up to her now.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do it again.
Well, I thought that story was nice. He did. It was that movie, 50 First Dates.
Yes.
With Drew Barrymore, where Adam Sandler has to continue to like get her over
every
and over
day.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
Then I felt like I got a little repetitive, but I was like, okay.
On like the 30-second date, you're like, dang, this is too much. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. I'm assuming that if you're listening right now, you didn't hear the whole show. And let me tell you, it was rocking this morning when we started hours ago. Woo! Best early part of the show ever.
Rocking.
If you missed it, iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. So it's up there. You also can hear Lunchbox guess the weights of the callers, which is always an amazing thing. So that happened. Aside from that, if you want to listen to a show from my house, it's called The Bobby Cast, where in the past few weeks I've had on Maren Morris up for a Grammy. Four of them, actually. Kelsey Ballerini up for a Grammy on Sunday. They came by the house separately and we talked. Bailey Bryan, Natalie Hemby. A lot of people just come by and talk for some reason. I'm just sitting at home. This is what happens. I'm like, hello, come in. Bobby? They're like, Bobby, is this a house of The Bobby Cast? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, can we talk about country music at a level that nobody else in the industry talks about it? And I'm like, sure, come on in. Next thing you know, we're an hour in.
Mm.
I don't even know what's happening. I'm just trying to eat my vegan no milk bars.
Mm-hmm. Your no cow bars?
I hate those things. Like,
why are you eating them then?
Because I have to stuff food in my belly.
Oh.
I got to keep my girlish figure.
Mm.
I got two projects coming up where I got to be on camera. And so I got to be... I hate it. I just want to be like Eddie.
What does that mean?
You just don't care.
Ah, yes, it's true.
I mean, you look good, right? Yeah, you look good, but then you're like, I'm going to put 20 pounds back on. I don't care.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah, I just... Anyway, going to go tomorrow, the dance party. Tomorrow, Little Big Town stops by before the Grammys and talks about they're doing the big Grammy thing, like a Bee Gees tribute.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to them about that. And also tomorrow... Dustin Lynch. What up? I forgot Dustin Lynch is coming by. Ray just told me. Yeah, Dustin Lynch will be by, so it'll be a good show. Thanks for hanging. We'll see you on Friday, all right? Good to go.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.